DJC, in 4 DJC, in 0 TR.
4 DJC.
Just hollered for you a minute ago. Let me turn this radio down. Send 0 TR mobile. How's your day, Jared?
Had a radio tune to another mode. I had a have a D-Star photo net. Comes on at 1800 GTC. I sent photos on D-Star to worldwide things. It's interesting. Some nice looking photos sometimes. I have to look at the clients. I mean, I better flip over to the repeater and see if anybody's on.
I haven't been on this lately. We just ran some goodies from the vegetable garden and some eggs down to the daughter just to get out a little bit. I've been changing the Earl on the lawnmower, and when I get back, I've got to put new spark plugs and a air filter and a fuel filter in it. I buy these John Deere maintenance kits and just do it all at one time, every 50 hours.
Pretty industrious today, unlike me.
One thing to my advantage is I was doing it in an air-conditioned basement.
Make a difference. Had the fires changing oil in my mower because I didn't really have a good spot to do it in, and didn't have a neighbor had one of those little jack things you could jack it up. But he passed away a number of years ago, and so they got rid of it when they sold the house. Man, that thing was handy. You put that thing in, he'd just pull it up off the ground floor where you can make sure and drain it good, and put a rider anyway. And he did a lot of lawnmower work. He was retired, did a lot of lawnmower work. It wasn't a full time thing for him, but he picks it up, and they was really inexpensive. I think he just liked doing it.
Well, I always put a new set of plugs in and gap them, 30,000s, I think it is. I don't always change the fuel filter, but it's in that kit. And then I use the John Deere lawnmower oil. Everything else I use Mobile One in, but it's a 10W30, and it's a good oil, so I stick with it. It's a Kawasaki engine, and it's performed well, so why change, you know? And been a good lawnmower, Jerry. I try to do it. It's got an hour meter on it, which I've never had before, and it's not too messy, but it's messy. Son-in-law's got a new one, and the daughter, and everything's contained in one thing. You just screw a new oil filter on it, and it's got the oil in it and everything, and you're good to go. It's really slick.
Pretty handy. The Cub Cadet I had a Kawasaki twin, and it was a good engine. But, man, the hog yard is just so rough on riding more. We wore the deck out on it, and the deck and your deck cost us about $600, and there wasn't anybody the closest place to work on them. We had to haul it down there. And I didn't have any trouble out of the engine or anything like that. It was just physical deck parts would break and wear out, that sort of thing. And like I said, it was just, our yard was just too rough for more of that size. The guys with the zero turn did pretty well. He tells me our yard's hard to cut just because it's so rough. I need to get it aerated and maybe get it smoothed off. But I may do that this spring, but I'm not going to do it now, not as dry as it is.
Well, I don't have anything against the zero turns, except when you turn them, you're just spinning on the grass right there in that spot. And so I don't tend to favor them. And we don't have that big a lawn anyway. So the good thing about those zero turns is, man, they just fly. And these guys that mow professionally, when they go out and do a yard, it don't take them any time to zip through there. So they had the good points. My brother-in-law had one that was $12,000, and you push a button on it, and it just go up in the air hydraulically, and you could take the blades off and sharpen them. And boy, it was a beautiful thing. You remember the brand of that, Bernice? I don't remember the brand of it, but he was really thrilled to death with it. It took him a long time before he broke down and bought that. But they lived on a farm, and he had a lot of yard out there. And boy, that thing would fly.
The reason it started cutting our grass, it was years ago, he had a grasshopper, which is a stand, you know, one you stand up on, and those things did a really good job. That's probably the, you know, that's probably one of the best mowers. Those things were, they were $12,000, $15,000, $18,000 quite a few years ago. I don't know how much they are now, but it was a really good mower. Probably the industrial guys use them. But I'm not a big fan of zero turns either. They do, it does tear our yard up a little bit if it's got any bit of moisture at all in the soil. And, you know, we had a friend of ours, he had a four-drive Kubota, but he had a 50-inch mowing deck, and boy, that thing would do a number on it. It wasn't that fast. It cut a beautiful long there. You know, it was just, of course, it was a, yeah, that thing was probably $20,000, I guess.
Yeah, if you did lawns and if you get a payback on it, that'd be something. But we've had ours since 2016. It's a 370, I think, and it has a hydraulic deck on it, and it's got power steering, and it's a riding lawnmower, a lawn tractor. But it's kind of a upgrade from what you get at Lowe's and Home Depot. Because of my physical disabilities, I really needed that power steering. But that hydraulic deck, I use it because there's different places where you just go right over it, and I can lower it and then raise it right back up and then do the rest of the lawn in just seconds. And we, like I said, we've had it since 2016, and it is a Kawasaki. Twin cylinder, and even though it was less horsepower than one of the other ones there, they said it had more torque, so it was good about pulling the hills and that. I have a few steep spots, but we just don't have that big a yard, Jerry. It was kind of a luxury for me to go that way, but the daughter told me, she said, buy it, Dad. It'll pay dividends with your health, you know, and I still like doing it, but it tears my back up, but anything does, so c'est la vie.
Our Cup Cadet at Lowe's, and we've been far better off just buying a John Deere from a John Deere dealer, I think. It should have gone up a notch or two on quality, but the... Yeah, the deck was a weak spot in the Cup Cadet. It was a good mower years ago. And a lot of people find that. The neighbor across the street's got a zero turn. But I just didn't like the deck on that one. It was a stamped out deck, and you know, it had some weak points on it. You know, if it ain't vibration, it'd break. And we had the same situation. We would have been better off having something with a hydraulic deck so I could have raised it, lowered it, you know. It was going because we had some spots where it doesn't need to be, you know, as short as it would be in other spots. But that Kubota this guy had, now this was a regular, tractor. It was a small, about like a B5100 old type Kubota, about that size. But it was a diesel, and he had a front end loader and a backhoe for it too. And it was a neat little package. But I think those things, back in the 80s, those things were like $8,000 or $9,000 back then. Like I said, I think the one he got probably $20,000 without the, maybe been without the implements on it. But it had a dual or triple blade, 50-inch or 60-inch mowing deck on it. Made it, but he had about 6 acres to mow too, and also had a little mini bush hog he used with it too.
I was younger, and I'd have one of those. I'd like to have a little backhoe on it, like they put on some of the bigger ones, but I really couldn't justify it. Put up antenna towers, I guess, Jerry, but I couldn't climb them if I did. Shoot. Well, I don't have to get under mine. I just holler, Tim, I need my blades checked. And he just puts a car hydraulic jack on it and lifts it up and crawls under there, but I can't do that anymore. So he's a great mechanic, and he's always good to help us. And you don't have to check them that often. When I first moved there, down in the timber some, and it was pretty rough down there, and it was hard on blades. I stalled it one day when I hit something, and I thought surely that would have sheared the pin on it, but it didn't. I thought the key would go off of it. I got to get around this guy. He's varying from lane to lane. Must be an old geezer there, Jerry. In for a DJC in 0TR.
Older being an operative or heard. Could be younger, it'd still be a geezer, I guess. But, yeah, I would have, you know, my wife, she enjoyed cutting the grass, but it just had to be too hard. It didn't have power stand. It got to be too hard on her shoulder. She's got a problem with rotator cuff. You think she'd ride a go-kart. She loved riding that thing, you know, cutting grass. Didn't like the weed-eating part, and which nobody else does either. But, yeah, we'd probably, if it hadn't been for that, we'd probably still be cutting our own grass, but the weed eating just got to be, you know, our shoulders just couldn't take it. Now, that's the biggest thing, and the guy cuts our grass is so reasonable, we can hardly afford to not have somebody else do it now. Especially, as I said, especially with the situation in the yard. But you got to spend a lot of money to get a good mower these days, if you can find one. And there's no doubt about it, the deers they sell in the store are a lot different than the ones they sell in the John Deere dealerships. I don't think they even believe.
It went up a tremendous amount. I was looking at those ones like we got, and it's scary. Heck, when I got this one, it was $39.99, I think, Jerry. And I think they're almost 6,000 now, and I hope I don't have to have another one. I never even replaced a belt on it yet, and so that's pretty lucky. I think the last time I changed this was March the 13th, and I put 50 hours on it till August, so that's not bad. They're on a Mustang up here at Fisher's Orchard up on 101, if you know where that's at, Jerry.
I don't. You were talking about $6,000. That's a lot of money. We should have gone there and upgraded. I think we would still be able to cut the grass. Yeah, it can be a lot easier than we do now, but with a lot cleared out next door in the house on it, not much weeding to do at all now compared to what we had 8 or 9 years ago. But the other one I was going to mention too, when Honda made a rider, this had been back in the probably in 86 or 87 when I got one of our neighbors Fort Mill had a Honda rider, and that thing was about $4,000 then. I don't think they make them anymore, but that was absolute Cadillac. That thing was quiet. It cut a beautiful yard, but that was like paying $10,000 for one now, I guess. Maybe more than that. And it was just a regular ride mower. Didn't have anything like that.
On a handheld or not, Jerry, sound like you're getting a little weak. Yeah, they're trying to get you to go to electric on lawnmowers now. And Bernice had a Honda push mower, and she don't use it anymore, hardly ever, but it was a good one, and it had two blades on it, didn't it? It had some features that was really incredible, and it was the last one that Home Depot had, and the manager come by, and he offered it to me at $100 off with a sale price, and so I took it. She used to use it for places that I couldn't get with the rider, but I pretty much get everywhere now, and it only takes us an hour and a half, so it's just for pleasure, you know, in your retirement years, basically. I could hire it done and probably be a lot better off, but I'm going to wait till this weekend. They say the weekend's going to be absolutely beautiful. The humidity's supposed to be down and almost fall-like, Jerry. Boy, we needed some relief.
Rain the other night, but I hadn't had any since then. My voice is getting a little scratchy, so I'm going to have to get off here. Took some medication earlier, and it always dries me up. But yeah, it's supposed to be nice. Hope it is cooler, though. I don't think we got anything planned, but the kids are back from Tybee Island. They came back yesterday. Yesterday. We didn't hear from them, but once while they were down there, so we assumed that, nothing happened to them. But, you know, sometimes we're only useful if they need us for something. But regardless, I better get off here. Time my voice is getting a little scratchy again. I could talk to you, and maybe I'll catch you on the return. But if not, I'll say 73 and talk to you a little bit later. Y'all have a nice afternoon. N0TRN4DJC.
Yeah, always good to hear you, Jerry. And you don't sound too scratchy, but I understand. Well, we had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and the kids had a 6 o'clock flight, but good thing is it was a 6 o'clock flight back to Detroit, straight through. And I'm glad they started running that flight again. The other night they got home at about 11 o'clock, which is fine, but getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning really stinks. It caught up with me there yesterday evening. Anyways, I went to bed a little earlier. Starting to cloud up some, Jerry. And we're just a couple of miles from home. Great talking to you. Have a good day, my friend. N4DJC and 0TR73. Now I'm clear.
For CBA Mobile.
I haven't heard you in a while. I'm just a couple of miles from home. How's your day?
I call the tail end of the word clear, and I thought I recognized your voice. That's all it took. It's been good. I started off with some tennis this morning at 9 o'clock, and now I'm helping my wife's older sister and her husband move. We're dismounting and mounting large screen TVs on the walls all over the place, so we got screws and brackets galore, and I'm going to get some wire ties.
They're cheaper. shoot, well, that's nice of you. Yeah, I've been hearing you a little bit. I haven't been on the radio much, but the getting experience on them TVs. Mine are pretty much new now, and so I won't be putting any up, or I'd be leaning on you there, see, to help us out. I don't know how you play tennis out in this hot weather. It's just been disgusting, but it's really supposed to be a beautiful weekend, so they say, and hope you get a lot of enjoyment out of that day. This is N0TR.
CBA Mobile. Yeah, it was, I don't know, it must have been in the upper 70s. The humidity was, when I woke up, I glanced over at my little weather station. It said 91% humidity, and that was at 7:45 this morning. Can you imagine? Good Lord. But it was cloudy. It was overcast, so we didn't have the sun beating down on us, and that was a blessing, I tell you, because if the sun had been shining down on us, it would have been rough.
But always really high of a morning. That old sun, once it comes up, it burns it off pretty quick, Dave. But that's not too unusual for it to be that high for the first couple hours after daylight. But the only reason I know that is I'm no expert. I got weather stations all over the house. Yeah, I like them. And, it's right out there in the sun on a telephone pole. And so I get all the hottest reports, of course. I don't know, humidity-wise, but right now I'm showing 88, and I stepped out in that sun when we was down at the daughter's there a little bit ago, and, man, it'll cook you out there.
Stepping out into a microwave oven. Yeah, my car thermometer says 88. And, of course, it's been sitting out in the sun. I'm headed over to my house. I bought a whole big round thing full of wire ties, and I'm just going to get those. They've been sitting in my house for, I don't know, about 3 years, and I've used about probably four of them, and there's a million of them in there, so I'm going to I'm just going to let him use a few because he needs to, he likes to have all the wires, you know, nice and neat and tidy and everything. And I do, you know, for, to some extent, you know, I do too. I don't want the wires hanging down, you know, where you can see them. So anyway, I figure what the heck, we'll put these wire ties to good use.
I estimate I probably got 1,000 down there in the drawer. And they ran out of 8-inch ones the other day, so I just bought 6 packages of them. I think that's 600. And then I got various sizes of them. There was 99 cents for a whole package at the black ones, which are more UV resistant than white ones, at Harbor Freight the other day on sale. So I just bought 6 packages of them. And I got them all the way up to 3 foot, but I use a lot of wire ties, and it does make it look neat. I used to wire large panel boxes that would be, about 10 foot tall and, 2 or 3 foot deep. Time we got done with them, 20 feet long, I guess, and we used Thomas and Bettis. And they have a little steel insert instead of plastic to lock it. Those things were, they buy them 10,000 at a whack. And we had to make all square bends on all of the wires in their day. So I used a lot of them. Well, we've arrived at home, Dave. Nice to hear you. And I guess I got to go out and check the eggs. But other than that, I'm going to go in and watch the rest of Wyatt Earp, and then watch the news, I guess, and hope for rain. We need it. KB4CBA in 0GR73's day.
Tom, will you enjoy Wyatt Earp? It's good to talk to you. I hadn't talked to you in a while. And but anyway, enjoy your afternoon, and don't get too hot out there. When you're out there checking the eggs. But anyway, 73s, N0TR, KB4, CBA.